Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, This Is Where I Leave You. If you like your dramedies delightfully snarky, This Is Where I Leave You is the film for you. It follows four adult siblings who come home for their father's funeral, and their dysfunctional relationships come to a head while they're all staying together in their childhood home. They deal with their mother and an assortment of exes, spouses, and people from their pasts who bring up plenty of old feelings. It's a film about familial bonds made by a truly incredible ensemble cast. Jason Bateman, Jane Fonda, Tina Fey, and Adam Driver lead things, and all give fantastic turns. With Rose Byrne, Corey Stoll, Katherine Hahn, Connie Britton, Timothy Oliphant, Dax Shepard, and Ben Schwartz also aboard, this is a stacked group of actors. The script from Jonathan Tropper is whip-smart, and director Sean Levy brings levity to the grief. It's a truly fun watch. On Amazon Prime Video, The Last Voyage of Demeter, a great little horror film that's way better than I ever could have envisioned. It's a formidable take on the Bram Stoker gem. It follows a ragtag crew sailing from Varna, Bulgaria, who encounter suspicious, and possibly supernatural, circumstances as they cross through the Black Sea to England. They soon realize the cargo they're carrying could be what kills them. Corey Hawkins has seen great supporting turns in the Heights, Straight Outta Compton, and recently The Color Purple, but it was great to see him center stage here as a crewman getting his first big shot. He's joined by Game of Thrones alum Liam Cunningham as the captain, Aisling Franciosi, amazing character actor David Dastmalchian, and a great supporting group. It's got great special effects and is smartly done, with an atmospheric tone that fit this gothic-style horror just right. It's definitely worth a look for genre fans. On Crave, The Departed, one of my absolute favorite films of all time, this crime epic is a film that finally got famed director Martin Scorsese his flowers. After a career that included classics like Goodfellas and Taxi Driver, Scorsese finally won his Best Director Oscar for this 2006 remake, and its enthralling start to finish. Also a winner for Best Picture, Best Writing, and Best Film Editing, it follows an undercover Boston cop who pretends to be a criminal to infiltrate an Irish gang. Meanwhile, there's a crooked cop in the Boston Police Department working for the gang trying to sniff out the rat. As they play a game of cat and mouse, chaos ensues around them, and no one is exactly as they seem. It has some of the best performances I've seen in decades, and is endlessly rewatchable. Leonardo DiCaprio is incredible as rough-around-the-edges cop Billy, and Matt Damon is absolutely slimy as police mole Colin, who is quietly working for vicious mob boss Frank Costello. Jack Nicholson, for his part, should have been nominated for an Oscar for his incredible turn as Costello, and Mark Wahlberg should have won for his role as hot-tempered Sergeant Dignam. Martin Sheen, Ray Winstone, Vera Farmiga, Anthony Anderson, and Alex Baldwin round out a dream cast. This twisty screenplay from William Monahan is his best, and this film truly takes you on an incredible journey. It's a pure triumph. On Disney Plus, Suncoast, a semi-autobiography of its director's coming of age, Suncoast tells the story of a teen girl who cares for her dying brother while dealing with her frenetic, over-the-top mother. Doris is isolated, her mother's attention squarely on her brother, and with no friends to speak of, she finds friendship with human rights activist Paul, who is protesting an assisted dying case. It's set against the real-life Terri Schiavo case, which in the 1990s sparked huge conversations in America about assisted dying, and the blend of fiction and that landmark is done really well. Nico Parker has seen TV success, The Last of Us, The Third Day, and film success, Dumbo, but this is her most ambitious role to date. She shines with a supporting cast of incredible veteran actors, including the weird, always wildly entertaining Woody Harrelson and three-time Oscar nominee Laura Linney. This one is a great mix of drama and comedy, and it's a movie that wasn't on my radar at all. I'm glad I got to experience this poignant, thoughtful piece. on Paramount Plus. She came to me, "This movie is absolutely silly in so many ways, but I had a whole lot of fun with the indie comedy. There's something cathartic about just watching three truly fantastic actors interplay, and She Came to Me provides rich characters for them to sink into." Neurotic, anxiety-ridden composer Stephen Laudern suffers from writer's block until he strays outside his marriage with a boat captain. The woman becomes his muse and spurns forward huge creativity. Stephen writes about his experiences with off-kilter Katrina, garnering incredible reviews. But his relationship with high-profile therapist Patricia threatens to crumble when Katrina seeks retribution for the opera that paints her in a poor light. Writer-director Rebecca Miller makes a joyful film that's also a bit of a tonal mess, and it's definitely got its weaknesses. But the cast saves this one for sure. Peter Dinklage, Anne Hathaway, and a delightful Marissa Tomei all give stunning turns and bring depth to their characters. This one has them all in top form. About the author, Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2SLGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com